Eric McCulley is 40. He's gay. He's HIV negative. Outside a coffee shop near Atlanta's Glenwood Park, he shows me a baggie with a few blue pills.
They're a decent size, actually. Some people might call this a horse pill.
The pill is Truvada, a combination of two drugs used to treat HIV. Despite Eric's negative HIV status, he takes the drug daily.
I am on day 27.
What's it been like?
It's been great. There's been no change, except in my attitude. I mean, I have what I was looking for. I have peace of mind. I feel like I've taken responsibility for my health.
Truvada has been on the market for a decade. 2 years ago, the FDA approved it as an HIV preventive. The CDC this week followed with the strongest support yet for PrEP when it issued guidelines for its use.
Been exposed to HIV. Next slide. PrEP versus PEP.
This presentation was part of a meeting Thursday night at the Philip Rush Center. It was organized by a group called Team Friendly Atlanta and was a chance for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities to get answers about PrEP.
PrEP is the closest thing to a cure that we have. It's not a cure, but it is a fabulous prevention.
A large-scale study found Truvada is up to 92% effective when taken daily, but much less effective if taken inconsistently. Despite its promise, acceptance is minimal. Dr. Colleen Kelly is with the Division of Infectious Diseases at Emory.
There are not that many, I would say, in Atlanta that are currently on PrEP.
Kelly says she's hearing more people ask about it and expects the just-released CDC guidelines will help boost numbers. But even within the LGBT community, another barrier is at play: stigma. Some feel PrEP is a stamp of approval for promiscuous behavior.
Men were queried who might be eligible for PrEP. 35% of them who said that they might be interested in taking PrEP also indicated that they would probably decrease condom use.
That was Tom Myers of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation on a 2012 television show. The foundation's president, Michael Weinstein, labeled those who take the regimen Truvada whores.
So this will go to both Lee and to Dylan.
Panelists say they've not encountered that stigma, but Dylan West, who's been on PrEP for a year and a half, says many in the medical community still don't understand.
So I went in and the GI team did exactly what they needed to do and did an endoscopy.
West says he went to the ER because of a gastrointestinal issue unrelated to the medication.
The first doctor that came in was looking at my medical history and said, "So you're on Truvada?" And I said, "Well, yes." And her response was, "Okay, so you've been exposed to HIV." So I saw this going downhill kind of immediately, and I tried to explain to her the difference between pre-exposure prophylaxis and post-exposure prophylaxis, and she continued to keep asking when I was exposed to HIV, how I was exposed to HIV, who I was exposed from.
PrEP is still relatively new, and many physicians are unfamiliar with how it works. Cost can also be a barrier. Truvada can run $14,000 a year. Many insurance plans cover it, but often with high copays.
I remember in 96 when protease inhibitors first came on the market.
That's Jeff Graham, executive director of Georgia Equality. He says advances in HIV treatment have long faced backlash over that cost question.
And then the next barrier was that they cost tens of thousands of dollars a year. The public health system will never be able to afford that.
But cost is a concern the healthcare system will have to address, especially as more people embrace PrEP. But Colleen Kelly, the Emory doctor, put it this way.
I think for me it's just incredibly simple. If there is an effective prevention method, people should be able to use it. And that's period.
Jim Burris, WABE News.